The drive continues with Need to Know Basis on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive here on TSN 1200. Lever Sage, Graham Creech, Matt Conesvita. Here's what you need to know. Eve of Uprise. How do you feel about this, Conesvita? Sounds good. Kind of like it.
Nice. Yeah,
I'm impressed.
I kind of felt with the name. I had no idea about anything about this band. But with the name, it kind of felt like this was the sound I was going to hear.
I hope Scoon's still listening, because I'm pretty sure the text came in the 2 o'clock hour. So,
well, Scoon better be, or somebody who knows Scoon, or somebody who knows this band better be listening.
Say the band name again.
Eve of Uprise.
If you know them, let them know.
Brand new song. Posted March 27th.
That's fresh.
That
real
super fresh. And they're good enough to include their lyrics. So I was able to do a quick scan and make sure I wasn't getting... There was one song. Lee was picking some tunes one day, and he picked one song, and he assured me like it would be fine. I'll be in before the swear happens. Mm-hmm. He was not in before the swear happened. I had to turn the channel off. Luckily, I was paying enough attention that I was able to drop it out, but it made me a little nervous.
Got distracted.
Do you guys do that all the time, or like, is there an occasion that you do it? Because I'd like to do it before AJ comes back, where we pick like three songs each or whatever it is that you guys do.
How about this 3 hour boy tomorrow?
Oh, my first time ever. So
see,
I got.
He always makes fun of like.
I've got tomorrow's playlist picked already.
Oh, you do,
and you're not going to be a fan, Lee.
Perfect.
It's been something that. And I wanted to save it for a Senators game day.
Oh, okay.
Where you were going to be at the rink.
Philadelphia?
Nope. Okay. You've been warned.
Okay.
But Elevator Dave has programmed the music for tomorrow's show.
As long as it's not elevator music, I guess.
How many elevator trips did you have to take to curate that playlist?
He sent me a list. Because we'd been talking about it for a while.
Okay.
And I was like, I need an actual list before I can do this, Dave.
Like Dave Elevator from the CTC guy.
That's right.
Yeah. So I like Dave a lot.
Yeah.
Dave.
Keenan.
Dave.
Good guy.
Dave, good in the room.
No, Dave's very good
in
the
room.
Great in the room. So, Dave, let me keep thinking this at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Okay? Now I'm worried. Because Dave and I, we have a good relationship. Dave's got a good relationship with a lot of people. He's a good guy. Dave, keep this relationship going by 5 o'clock tomorrow. Don't let me and the rest of the world down.
Lee's going to be sour tomorrow.
Oh, see,
I'm predicting it already.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of 60s and 70s music tomorrow.
It's got to be open-minded, my man.
I think it's okay to like what you like sometimes.
But you don't have to throw a tantrum if something... Like, there are things I don't like. I guess I kind of did at 3 o'clock today. I did at 3 o'clock, but everyone listened.
Graham,
I'm
not going to lie to you. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. You throw a lot of tantrums. Okay,
come on.
Maybe not more than anybody else, but it's not less. So we all do. I think it's okay.
Was it clown move? The clown move tantrum that we got in the 2 o'clock hour.
But it was like you agree
sure,
with me.
Sure. Yeah. He was offside, but you threw a tantrum.
Even I agree with that.
I think he was looking for you to throw a tantrum.
No, I wasn't looking for that big of a reaction. I was looking for a little bit of a reaction.
But you poke the bear, Lee. Sometimes it's going to happen.
I am accepting responsibility. I say yes.
I meant specifically about music. Like we hear, there's a lot of opinion on this show where people get a little upset if they hear something they don't like.
From me or the other host of
like,
the show?
Lee, you'll be vocal about disliking a song. You will not let it breathe unless I like force you to. I've done that a couple of times.
A couple?
a couple of times I've forced you to. Like I've made it impossible for you to turn your microphone
like,
on.
Like, you know, yesterday I think you did that. You do it a lot.
No.
This week for sure you've done it. Where you turned it up. So
I
couldn't...
turned the music up for sure. But I think it's happened maybe twice. Where I've literally made it impossible for you to turn your microphone
turn
on.
Because
the thing you'll do is you won't let the song breathe at all if you don't like it.
Yeah, you've turned my mic off.
Yeah, you can tell how Lee feels about a song based on how long it plays before he starts
talking.
But
I feel like I've been open-minded enough that I've let some things play out that I don't necessarily love.
Yeah, you don't throw tantrums about the music. Very, very... We do have a regular on this show who, if I play something that isn't, he's not feeling that day, there is some stomping around the studio.
Oh, turning off speakers.
Throwing a headset.
Yeah, turning off all the headsets and speakers. Like, can't.
Turning off Lee's headphone speakers. Yep. Like, yeah. But yes,
I've never gone that tantrum.
No.
Never.
No.
But yes, Creech.
Well, that's a next level.
You want to pick the music for an entire show one day?
I don't even need an entire show. Like, yeah. Don't you guys do that where you do like four each or something like that?
No. We haven't done that in a long time, but it doesn't matter. We can do it. Like,
I'm open.
Let's do it on Friday.
I get to
that?
Pick the tunes every day that I'm working. I love doing it. I like picking the tunes. I like catering the tunes to different people. There will be days where I play songs that Lee loves, even though he would argue that I don't do it very often.
Yeah, you've done it a lot more.
When we have guest hosts, I try to cater to them
a lot. Panders.
Yeah, or pander, if you want to use Lee's word.
I do the same thing.
But try to make people happy. And the more people I can make happy, the better. I was making people angry on In the Box the last time I did that show. Somebody texted in and said, like, music's been terrible. When's Kenny back? And then he tried to win the contest later on. Like, yeah, I saw you, Ryan. You're not winning the contest today. Sorry, pal.
And folks, let that be a lesson. No matter if you agree or disagree, if you're going to be one of those people that texts in and has an opinion on, like, us specifically and not about sports or about what the topic is, but you're going
to... There's ways to disagree with whatever.
Yeah. If you target somebody, you ain't winning. That's it. Like, we can go through your history. You're not winning. Period. Just know that.
And it, like, I wasn't mad at Ryan for taking the shot at me. It's welcome. It's invited. Go for it.
But it influenced your decision.
But when I get to pick the winner, and I saw that from him earlier that day, you know what?
Yeah.
You were the first one in with the correct response and the correct spelling. And sorry.
Sorry, Ryan.
We're not looking for the first one in.
Sorry, Ryan. Next time.
Lee, if you could, this is my last one on this. But if
so you and I, how about you and I?
Yeah.
Matt, how many songs would that be?
12-ish.
Tomorrow?
No, Friday.
Oh, Friday. Yeah, it's usually 3 songs an hour. So
12.
12 songs.
Okay, so 6 each, Graham.
And I can maybe do 13 because I can start and end with a different song. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes.
So get your 7 best, Creech. You get the extra one. Okay? If we get to 13. Get your 7 best ready.
All right, it's 7... Dun, 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 dun.
Tsunami all day.
Great.
Over and 7, over and over again.
7 Tommy trumpets.
Okay, well, last question on this.
Yeah.
If you were to produce for one day.
Yes.
And AJ was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have the cojones to play some Chili's?
Would I? Yes.
Yeah. You'd do it?
Yeah. Because what's going to happen? AJ won't talk. I get to talk a little bit longer while producing my own show. Incredible. And then I'm back to being in the room. And if he's still mad about it, then I get to talk a little bit more.
I lied. I got one more. So when we were discussing you, my buddies and I were discussing you and your hatred for 70s music yesterday. Somebody, one of my buddies jokingly said, "What is he like, Creed and Nickelback?" And I was like, actually, there's like an ongoing joke where we say that he has Creed's lead singer on a poster in his bedroom.
Scott Stapp, is that right, Matt? Stapp.
Mm-hmm.
Because I called him Scott Stapp before, but Scott Stapp, yeah.
No relation to Warren.
No. Picture of him, poster in the room. Chad Kroeger, huge poster. Both of them. Nickelback and Creed. What do they call them? Nickel Creed? Or
Theory of a Nickel Creed?
You know what, Matt? I actually was going to text you, and then I remembered what it was called. I don't remember the exact name, but I found it on YouTube. The Axis of...
Oh, Axis of Awesome.
Of Awesome?
The four-chord song.
Yes.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite theme days, because Lee was vibing to every single song.
But that's been embedded in my brain, the four chords that are in like every pop song ever in the history of the world. And we did that as a musical theme one day. And Matt was just waiting. And good for you. You waited long enough for me to go, you know what, Matt? You are just killing the music today. Might have been like 7, 8, 9 songs in, Graham, and I'm like, he's just doing an incredible job. And then Matt starts laughing, and by the time we got to the end, it was, yeah, these are the same 4 chords. They're in every single song, pop song, top 40 song ever. And there's that kind of the spoof tribute in a 5-6 minute thing that you can watch that they do, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 songs in about 6 minutes. And you realize that the same 4 chords are in all of those songs, and all of those songs sound exactly the same. And then I felt bad about my musical taste for a little bit, but then I moved on. Okay, Graham, you're 7 best. Okay, Friday.
I told you, it's Tsunami.
You can do whatever you want with your 7.
I'll
whatever you want.
For sure. I didn't even know the name of that song until a couple weeks ago.
Keith Kachuk.
We're getting kicked this segment.
Easy, AJ.
Lordy. Easy, AJ.
That's so good that you kept that.
Yeah.
Oh, need to. That's a big part of it.
So good. All right. Yeah, I was going to get to Keith Kachuk.
Next segment.
Might yeah, it's well. Too long because yeah. He's got 2 or 3 quotes about his sons and the teams that they play on and how they go about their business. And it's really interesting. So we'll play that next on The Drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lever Sage, Graham Creech, Matt Conesvita with you until 6 o'clock. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Or do they in Florida? Keith Kachuk, father of Brady, father of Matthew, was on TSN 1050 in Toronto. And they first asked him just about the importance of the game against Toronto.
I mean, this is do or die for the Panthers right now. So, you know, I watched them the other night, and, you know, I know I'm staying at Brady's house, but Brady's team, you know, they played really well. They'd have some jam, and, you know, I'm a little disappointed in the Panthers. You know, they're a bit, you know, they're a soft team, and they're getting everything they deserve right now.
So there's the first one, Creature. They're a soft team, and they're getting everything that they deserve right now. Some strong words from Keith Kachuk. Well, he continued. And after being told that the Panthers have lost 9 of 10 to the Leafs.
The Florida Panthers are 1-9 in their last 10 meetings in Toronto, so they better bring everything they can tonight to beat this Maple Leafs team.
Instead of trying to get autographs on the ice with Matthews and Marner, they probably should check them a little bit harder. So, whatever it is, it's disappointing. And I know I sound like a frustrated person, but I know every time I come and watch Ottawa, you know what? They might not be the most talented team, but they're going to play hard. Yeah. Florida may need to take a page out of their book.
So, continuing on the way that the Panthers are playing right now, and then I know he had a little bit to say about Brady here in Ottawa.
How impressed have you been with Brady's role and his development growing into a captain of that team?
You know, he's a good kid. He cares about everybody else, and, you know, just being around the locker room, the atmosphere. And if you told me this 5-6 years ago about the organization, I would add some question marks. But it's a really tight group. It's a group that cares about each other, and it shows on the ice. And you know what? And they play in a difficult division. The Atlantic Division has so many good teams, but you know, there's no doubt in my mind with a super like the Stutzel's a superstar, and I think Brady's handled things really well, and they got some really good players, Sanderson, and they locked up Norris and all these guys, and I think they're a team the next 10 years that are going to be a fun team to watch and a team that's going to be, you know, knocking on the door to win a championship.
Some pretty high praise there. First up, TSN 1050. In Toronto, we thank them for the audio. Keith Kachuk Now, if you're Paul Maurice, you probably agree with everything that Keith Tkachuk had to say, but you're the coach. And it's hard to argue with Keith Tkachuk. I mean, I know the Panthers have lost four in a row, but when you watch them, it looks like there is a disconnect. It looks like there's something wrong. And he went on to talk about how frustrated Matthew's been in Florida with some of the way that their season has gone. And he's tried his best to do something about it. But what do you make, Creature, of, you know, especially, I think he's joking. I don't know if it's in reference to maybe.
No, what do you mean? Joking about the autograph thing?
Yeah.
I think maybe that part of it's a joke, yeah. But he mentioned it twice. And each time it wasn't really a question about the team. Like the first one was just, I think the question was, is Matthew going to get a tuck tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. And he went and said that. And then, so twice he mentioned it. That's clearly.
Well, no, I meant the autographs though. Like,
well, yeah, he's exaggerating, I think, to make his point, but
9 of 10 in Toronto.
Or maybe specifically he's noticed where there's some younger lads on the team that do kind of go over for that kind of thing. I don't even hear that comment. It's the rest of it that he's talking about the team not playing.
I know every time I come and watch Ottawa, they may not be the most talented team, but they're going to play hard. And Florida could take a lesson.
That's his message.
Could take a page out of the book of the Ottawa Senators. So, interesting comments from Keith Tkachuk. I'm sure he probably talked to Matthew about going on and what he might say. I'm sure if Matthew's that frustrated, I'm sure he's welcoming somebody saying it publicly. Maybe trying to get that team going because they still have a chance to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to anymore. I think they've played themselves out of it, but they are 3 points back of that final playoff spot with the same amount of games played. They both have 8 to go, right? Pittsburgh and Florida. And the Panthers have a big one tonight in Toronto.
Yeah, I think it's clear. Just even if you don't take into consideration how they looked when you watched them the other night, just looking at the numbers of the Florida Panthers, I think it would be safe to assume that a hockey guy like Keith Tkachuk would not think they play the right way with the amount of goals that they give up. And that's not surprising to me. But a strong message. And then the other one, obviously on Ottawa. And I think he's not playing to the Ottawa market, right? Like that's an interview on Toronto radio. So it's not like he's also just being a little fluffy, with how his son's team is doing. And, but he admitted, and I know that to be true about when Brady first entered the question surrounding the organization, and within the room, lot different story than kind of what it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like a number of times we had this conversation with Dave Smart, but how often have we talked about in one way or another, the room and how strong it is this year? Like, and it's not BS. Like it's not.
Yeah. And you made the point earlier and it's a good one. You often hear that from athletes trying to say the right thing that, you know, it's such a tight knit group and, you know, we're really close in there. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. And it's really hard to know that from anybody who's not inside the room, right? So when players tell you that, I mean, I was told by, you know, some Ottawa Redblacks players over the last few years, like not last year, but years past, that they had a great room. And you're like, you talk to other guys, you're like, no, they have a terrible room.
Yeah.
Was it James Darwin that we were talking to and he...
Oh yeah.
You guys were sort of joking with him about how he talked about what a great group of guys he has. And
yeah, I said,
you say that about every team you've had.
And he had made the point. He's like, yeah, I guess I might, but then I would probably circle back and just not say anything. Like if I had a bad room or a group of guys that I didn't love as much, I wouldn't say it was terrible, but I wouldn't tell you how great it is. I just wouldn't say anything.
Well, you could just tell, like, not being inside the situation, but just the character of the key people involved in a Brady Tkachuk and Claude Giroux, among others, what it must be like. And we get a little glimpse inside the room from the goggle videos and stuff like that. And obviously it's always fun when you're like those come after wins.
Right.
But you can tell that there's some good character people.
Well, I think even just this week, this to me is super encouraging if you're a Sens fan. They've almost played themselves out of the playoff race. Like they're hanging on by a thread and frustrated that they're where they are. You've had not one, but two guys who played in the National Hockey League for a very long time in Keith Tkachuk and Jeff Chychrun talk about their son's team and the glowing reviews
about the room. Yeah.
And
it's not fake because you just heard the way he was talking about the Panthers.
That's my point is that you know it's true because he literally is slamming the Florida Panthers because his son is on that team and it's not going very well. And he's not saying anything about the Panthers room. He's coming out and basically saying how soft of a team they are and he's criticizing them. So and again, you made a really good point about it being Toronto radio. He doesn't have to. Like they asked him about Brady specifically after because he talked about Ottawa and Brady in a couple of previous answers. But that's Toronto radio and he doesn't have to pander to anybody there. And he's just telling you like it is. So when you hear from guys who played in the league for a really long time, their concern first and foremost always will be their own children. Right? Keith Tkachuk's on. He's concerned about his kid, Matt, and the way that that team is going. And you can hear the frustration in his voice. But when he talks about Brady here in Ottawa, he's glowing. When Jeff Chychrun was on with us talking about not only the way that the team welcomed Jacob in, but the group that he's entered into and how much character they have. Well, Jeff is also a broadcaster for the Florida Panthers, right? Like when we interviewed Jeff, they were playing Florida that night. And he's going on about how great the room is in Ottawa. That should tell you a lot if you're a Sens fan to me, because those people in those particular situations, they don't have to do that. They're doing it because. And they're saying it because it's true.
I totally agree with you, but I do believe, like, if you're a fan, it's crystal clear at this point. Like, it's always nice, and it's a good signal, but I still think it's evident.
Yeah, but I never think that you can be too sure. Like, I always think it might have been true yesterday, and there might have happened today that changed the room. I don't think you can ever say too many good things about where it's at.
That wasn't my point. I just mean it's encouraging. It's good to hear, but I think if you're a fan of this team and you follow it every day, you believe that as well because it's crystal clear because like I said, the characters that are involved.
And now comes probably the most difficult part, right? When you're supposed to enter into the next stage. We thought that was happening this year. Now the ownership is going to change. There might be new people in different places of authority in this organization. And it's the problem that Edmonton has had for a long time. It's the problem that other teams that have stars, it's not about having the stars. It's about how you're surrounding them and how everyone is coming together to form a team that has the ability to run to a championship. How do you do that? Edmonton's had great difficulty in doing it over the last 10 years. They've had Connor McDavid now.
That took a big step last year.
Yep. No, I agree. But that's a huge challenge to surround the superstars with the right kind of people. And that's Ottawa's next job. It'll be a very interesting Florida-Toronto game tonight. Cheering for the Leafs, Graham?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a difference anyways. Like, if the Leafs were playing Arizona, like, to me, it's not like, I really hope the Leafs lose tonight. So they still get home ice in their first round matchup against a team that we know they've been playing since November. So yes, in this case, playing the Panthers, Leafs all day.
And I asked you this off the air. I'm not sure if I asked you on the air. So the Islanders in Washington, do you think they're too far ahead?
Yeah, of everybody.
Yeah. So they would have to go on an extended losing streak here to end the season to pull themselves back into the they could be caught conversation.
There's no hope that the Buffalo Sabres and Ottawa Senators have of catching the Islanders. Mm-hmm. Like they're not even in the conversation.
Yeah.
It's too big a gap at this point. Florida is a tighter gap slightly, but the way that Keith Tkachuk was just talking about that team, the way that we've seen, the way that they've lost four in a row when they looked like they were in position to be one of those playoff teams. Like they're not catching the Islanders either.
All right, we'll take a break. Matt Consvita with another look at your traffic and weather. And back with a final segment of The Drive. Going to tee up tonight. Got some good local hockey tonight. And a couple of fronts. Lever Sage, Graham Creech, Matt Consvita on The Drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, welcome us back.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hump day. A little hump day bump. Because I can't play it normally.
Can't or won't?
We have an agreement.
Okay.
It's
okay.
For the betterment of the show. We have an agreement.
That is true.
We each have, it's like a mutually assured destruction thing. If I play Chili's, I'm going to have to play Kim Mitchell. I don't want to play Kim Mitchell, so I'm not playing Chili's.
David Wilcox?
But you guys do that to Lee.
Not anymore. No, we don't play Wilcox when Lee's on the show.
And I don't care as much as AJ does about the Chili's. I mean, I don't like David Wilcox.
Who does?
Me? Love David Wilcox.
There you go. But we do have so we all got one that was like, no, we don't want to do this. Some of the dynamic, Graham, of the drive, you're learning now.
No, I'm well aware.
Yeah.
I'm just challenging Matthew to play some Chili's for AJ.
Okay, quickly, game number 4, the Smith Falls Bears and the Carleton Place Canadiens in Carleton Place tonight. 7 o'clock, game 4 with the Smith Falls Bears up 2-1 after a 3-0 victory last night. And how about game 7 in the Eastern Ontario Junior Hockey League, the Richmond Royals and the Castleman Vikings, 8-20. In Richmond tonight, after all close games, game 5, 9-1 Castleman over Richmond. Game 6 last night, 7-0 Richmond over Castleman. Both teams got embarrassed at home in games 5 and 6. And now you got game 7 tonight at 8:20. So a couple of real big games in Carleton Place and in Richmond. Tonight, we're asking people about what you would do with the CTC if the rink moved downtown, and we got to give away some tickets. Somebody is going to win, so let's get to as many as we can.
Jason says, afternoon, gentlemen. What if you had a Sens-themed resort with indoor water park, perhaps a practice rink, mini-stick rink, arcades, and anything else you can cram in? Team it up with a Sensplex a couple blocks away, tournament destination. Jay Peak in Vermont was always my favorite out-of-town tournament. That comes in from Jason. Hambone has texted in. Turn it into Roller Games Roller Derby Dome with an alligator pit. There was several roller derby texts. I chose that one because of the inclusion of the alligator pit.
Wouldn't want to get knocked off your roller skates.
No, you wouldn't.
I used to watch roller derby when I was a kid on television, and just. It was right around the time when I started understanding what wrestling was, like what it really was, and then understood real quick what the roller derby was as well.
How about, I like this one.
All right.
Todd has texted in. Hey, boys, I don't care what they do with the building, but I would love to see a drive-in in the parking lot. A ton of space for it. Concessions would be indoor or food trucks. Cheers, boys, from the other Todd.
The other Todd. There is another Todd? Or they're like...
I think they're just letting us know that it's not Todd White.
Todd White. Well, it's a good idea. So we already knew it wasn't Todd White because the idea was sound.
Yeah. I was going to check my phone to look up the number, but then you added the, because the idea was sound. And
yeah.
I,
you're like, you know, it's not Todd White. It's a good idea. With the driving. I don't know about the indoor concessions. I like the food truck idea. And I like the fact that there'd be a lot of spots to.
Lots of awesome food trucks in this city.
There are.
Get them into a drive-in. Not bad.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. All right, we got to pick a winner.
Decision time, boys.
Canes and Sens, April the 10th, 4 tickets. And you know that if you win, you're going to have a lot of good luck because Sean, our lucky contestant yesterday, won the tickets.
Mm.
And then his team went out and won 7-0. So you know,
finish it off in game 7.
Yeah, but you know that you're going to get some good luck. So, Matt, do we have a winner?
We do have a winner coming in unsigned earlier this afternoon.
Okay. Oh, I love unsigned.
Oh, I thought there was a name. I apologize.
No, it's okay. But the idea that stood out to me the most, and I think, like, Lee, you perked up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it into the end of the train line, like a Grand Central Station style terminal where you can actually park and ride, would be super practical. You can build it out a little bit and have some sort of event center there as well. You got Tanger right nearby. And that was something that I hadn't heard made me go, huh, you know what? I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like that idea a lot. You could serve people in Carp, people in Ashton, if they want to come into town. You don't have to go all the way downtown, worry about parking. Go to the Ottawa Grand Central Station and take the train in.
Probably couldn't call it central, but yes.
Yeah.
To the point, you could come in from Perth and Armprior and Carlton Place.
Grand West Station.
Why do we need to say grand with everything? But yes,
because the
right.
Comparison in the text was Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
GKT.
Creech loves working with me.
GKS, rather. Grand Canada Station.
You know what I love?
Just
I love
Canada
how pumped
Station.
Up Lee is for the curling, men's world curling championships. He's already wearing his credentials.
Oh, he's wearing the lanyard. Doesn't want to forget it.
He's ready to rock.
You had your tackle box yesterday?
Yeah.
Yep.
You got your lanyard today? Exciting times.
And you know what? As we go here, I can tell you that, yes, Creech, I am very excited about the Men's World Curling Championships coming to TD Place April 1st, this Saturday.